What's up, fam? Welcome back to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. I have a very special guest on the podcast today.
Can I guess who it is?
It's you.
Me.
Duh. Christian is my guest today, my husband, my baby daddy. What up?
Father of your child.
The father of my child. We decided to do our podcast today on some of y'all's top questions about Baby Huff.
Baby Huff.
Because Baby Huff is coming and we cannot wait to meet him or her, which we will talk about soon. And also, we did do a whole YouTube video that you can go watch and see us talk about it, just some of the details of it, and even see some of our family's reactions. And so head over to YouTube after you listen to the podcast. But this will be specifically answering your questions that you guys have asked on Instagram.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, first of all, we'll ask ourselves the question that we always ask everybody else in the podcast. What is the best piece of parenting advice that we've gotten so far?
This is such a difficult question because we've gotten so many good pieces of parenting advice. But I think one of the ones so far that we've gotten, and it really just stuck out to us that we've kind of just grounded our marriage on so far, is just the idea of friendship and just being good friends through parenting, just being there for one another, knowing that we're on the same page, we're on the same team, and just maintaining that friendship that we have.
Yeah, I feel like so many people have told us, like, make sure that you maintain your friendship and your marriage as you have a baby. And that's something that we've cultivated even before I find out we're pregnant. It's just our friendship and something we really focused on working on. And now I can definitely say I'm having a baby with my best friend.
Yep. I'm having a baby with my best friend too.
All right, now we'll get to the questions that you guys asked. How did we find out / what was the highlighting fact when I knew I was pregnant?
That is awesome. Well, you found out by taking a test.
Well, yeah, but how did we find out? Christian, you are too literal right now. Okay, so I will give you all the juicy details. So the highlight, which we talk about this in the YouTube video too, but it was actually kind of funny. So I did not think I was pregnant, obviously. Like, it was it a surprise was another question. Yes. Were we trying?
No. Were we not trying?
No. So I guess we shouldn't have been that surprised, but we were super surprised. And so I didn't think I was pregnant at all. We'd actually just been at Lainey and Clayton, my best friend Lainey's gender reveal party. And everybody was like, oh, you're next. And I was like, I don't really know if it's like our timing right now. I don't really know.
The day before we found out, we were like, it's not.
We were like, let's just wait a while. I mean, we were so excited for Lainey and Clayton, and which did get us in our feels. Like, I remember Christian was like, oh, it'd be so fun to have a baby. But we just both were like, maybe it's just not the time right now for us. And like, that's great. And we're fine with that. Well, after we had this whole conversation, I wake up and I like never eat breakfast. Like, and I know it's the most important meal of the day, but it's not my most important meal of the day. I'm a dinner girl. What up?
Big dinner girl.
And so I was just like all of a sudden just like ravenous before church. I was so hungry. And I
great
was
word
like,
choice.
I mean, ravenous is the only word you can describe
you
whenever
ravenous?
You're hungry and pregnant. Christian, you know I'm a bad speller. So anyways, I was so hungry before church. Nobody else was really hungry and we were running late. So we had to get there. And then after we went to lunch and everybody was kind of like ordering small lunches. Like Christian got like an acai bowl. Lainey got like a quiche. And I over there order a burger and fries, eat all of it, then eat a cookie and a half on the way back from Dallas. And then we get back to the house and like I was so hungry. I was like, ask my dad if he can make us some quesadillas. And then I got ice cream and I like just could not get full all day. And at the end of the day, I was like, Christian, have you noticed how much I ate today? He was like, no, not really. But now that you say something, I mean, I guess you kind of did.
Which is so sweet on my part.
Husband win. Good piece of advice for all you husbands. Don't comment if your wife all of a sudden just starts eating like crazy. So anyways, that night I went to bed and I had a dream, y'all. It was crazy and I'm going to actually tell you more about this dream in another YouTube video because there was so much significance around this. And I do believe that God can really speak to people through dreams. I don't believe that every dream is like that. Some of my dreams are kind of crazy, okay? And I know that was not from the Lord, but this one was very, very intentional. Like I said, I'll talk about later. And somebody ran up to me, and that somebody, again, I will tell them the later story, but they said, "You're pregnant." And they actually said, "You're pregnant with a little boy." So I wake up and I was like, that dream was like so real. I didn't even tell Christian. I was just like, that was just kind of weird. Then Christian left. He like went to work out, and I was like, you know what? Why don't I just take a pregnancy test? Well, I know, just for funsies. So I take the pregnancy test, and before I even got the results, I was like, why did I even take that? I'm probably not pregnant. And I went and like finished my makeup because I had an interview to do. And I go back in after I do my makeup and I see a plus sign and I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I couldn't even believe it. And so then I take another pregnancy test and another plus sign and two positives equals a definite positive. And so then I was like freaking out. I literally was like laughing with like tears streaming down my face. I was just overjoyed. And I was just like thanking God, because Christian and I have said like since we got married, you know, we kind of left it in God's hands. Like we want a baby when God, it's God's time for us to have a baby, because we believe that it's a gift from God to have a baby. It's such a blessing. And we knew mm-hmm. that if it was God's timing, then it sure enough would be our timing. And so.
Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E .com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends.
Oh, it was just such a miraculous feeling to know that I had a child inside of me. I just like dropped to my knees. I was just so thankful. So then I was like, how am I going to tell Christian? And I have this interview, which I probably bombed that interview. I was so distracted. No, but during the interview.
I know. Yeah. During the interview, the people were asking Sadie if.
I was doing an interview with People, like the magazine, but it was their website. And they were like, so when do you and your husband plan on having kids? And y'all, I was dying. I was like, I don't know. Maybe soon. Don't know. That was so awkward.
Maybe right now.
I couldn't even believe that he asked me that. So then we got off the phone and I'm like, what am I going to do to tell Christian? And you should totally go watch the YouTube video to see that. But were you not shook?
Oh, I was so shook. Yeah. And a few months ago, for some reason, I was just sitting in the house and I want to draw Sadie a little drawing. So I drew her a drawing of the song, you know, Sadie and Christian sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes Sadie with the baby carriage.
You did that months ago.
Months ago, yeah. So I drew that in like sequences of like us sitting in a tree, then us kissing, then us, like, then a baby in a little stroller. So she said that she was filming something and she wanted me to come in and interrupt her. And I didn't even think about it.
So weird. Never have I ever said.
You've never told me that.
Christian, come in and interrupt me while I'm filming a video for Lib Original. But I was like, oh, I don't even know what else to say. And so my plan was, I had that drawing that he drew me months ago. I had actually saved it for this moment. I always knew, like, that's how I wanted to tell you, which you didn't know.
I did not know.
And I had the drawing on top of the positive pregnancy test So when Christian was going to come into the video, I was just going to move it, and then there the positive test would be. And so that's what I did. And you were absolutely, I was so shook. Like, your face was like beet red.
Yeah, well, because when I first saw it, for some reason, I thought that you were telling me that you were about to go take a test for some reason. And then when I saw the plus, I was like, I didn't say anything for a few seconds because I was just so shocked and like just not expecting that at all. But I was just so thrilled, but just complete shock. And it was just the best feeling.
Yeah, which is funny because Christian's been the one that's like, I mean, he drew that months ago. He's always been like, oh, I can't wait to be a dad. I can't wait till we have kids. So you were like so excited, even though you were so shocked.
Oh, yeah.
It was thrilled. Awesome. Okay, so that leads into the next question. What are you most excited about, and what are you most scared about?
I'm most excited about just the parenting aspect of, you know, just raising up the next generation in this crazy world, but just hoping that our child will be one that loves Jesus and that wants to follow him and respects their parents, but also just doesn't conform to the pattern of the world. So just really excited to steward well what God's blessed us with and yeah, just to pass that good on.
I'm so excited. I mean, obviously for all those reasons, I'm really excited because like the Bible talks about so much how we should have childlike faith and faith like a child. And my mom always tells me like questions that I would ask her that would like push her in her faith. Like one question I asked her when I was little was, I was like, Mom, if Jesus is going to come get us and we're all going to go up in the sky, how are we not going to like burn up by the sun? And then I said, oh, sorry, I forgot he's coming at night. And I'm like, that's just so funny. I said that when I was like 3. And I just can't wait for our child to like ask those, you know, innocent questions and just like have this wild faith and like how they see God, how they see Jesus, not really knowing yet what the world's like. I can't wait to just be renewed in my own childlike faith and learn from them as we teach them. And I can't wait for just like the little moments, like to cuddle and to sing over them.
Play sports.
Just the fun stuff. I can't wait. I'm also really excited to just know what their little personality is going to be like. We're so different. Me and Christian are so different. So it'll be funny to see the blend of the two of us. And what am I most scared about? What are you most scared about?
We talked about this the other week. I think just the idea of hoping everything's healthy with you and with the baby. And not that that really scares me, but I think that would be like my biggest, like, I mean, because nothing with parenting really scares me, you know? So I think like just hoping that everything's healthy.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's funny. I talk about this on Instagram the other day, but I've like never really been scared of the idea of having children or like birthing a child or raising children. I think it's just because my mom had 6 kids and like we have tons of cousins. A lot of my friends have babies. So I've just seen it a lot. And it's not like I'm being naive. I know that's really hard and I know that there are definitely hard things, but I think I'm not as afraid because I know that I have a lot of people around me and a lot of good advice. And I feel like we're ready for that. But whenever I first got pregnant, what I did not expect is I did get so afraid. Like Christian walked with me through that. It was like, as soon as I found out I was pregnant, I was so excited. And the next day it was like, all of a sudden I was so afraid something was going to happen to the baby. And I was so afraid like something was going to happen or it wasn't going to be healthy. And like, it was crazy because it was truly like the most amazing thing to know that there is a baby and like a life inside of me. And I can, you know, steward that well for keeping my body healthy and taking my vitamins and doing those things. But I have like no control over how it grows and how, what happens. Mm-hmm. And like, I have to like surrender that to the Lord. But I realize that like, if I don't surrender that to the Lord, like I'll always have a fear of like, you know, what if something happens to my child? What if this happens? Because I don't have control over their life. They are their own life. And I have to trust that that is God's child first before my own and that mm-hmm. he is their protector.
Yeah.
Not me. And so I had like a really incredible moment with the Lord with that. And then I feel like all the fear was gone, truly. But that was like what I was scared about. Okay, this is a funny question. How's Sadie feeling? Any weird cravings?
No, at the beginning, you were craving chicken minis and lemonade.
Yeah, and then I got off that train because chicken freaks me out all of a sudden. And so the only thing I'm craving is
McAllister spud.
Yeah, just a potato. Like I want any form of potato. I want a potato with cheese on it. I want fries with cheese on it. I just want Cheese and potatoes. Cheesy potatoes.
Cheesy potatoes.
That was kind of a weird craving because, and the lemonade too, because I hadn't gotten lemonade like since I was 10. All of a sudden, now I'm hitting up every fast food place that has lemonade.
That's true.
And I haven't gotten a potato. I can't even tell you how long, and now I eat potatoes all the time. So yeah, that was weird. And I have been feeling sick. I definitely got all the morning sickness. But actually, when I posted about that on Instagram, a lot of people hit me up with some great remedies. And so that's been awesome. Like, yeah. One thing is Christian makes me peanut butter toast in the morning before I get out of bed. And that has been a game changer. And I got these little, like, sour candies that I just tried that are amazing that I just got on Amazon.
Super helpful.
Yeah, super helpful. All right, deeper question. Are you already praying for baby Huff?
Yes, absolutely.
We started praying for baby Huff the second we found out there was a baby Huff. Man, it actually increased my prayer life a lot because, like I said, it was the thing that I don't have control over. So I have to bring it to God, you know? And man, we pray over this baby's life so much. And we've already prayed over their spouse so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think prayers are so important. And I know Christian and I, like, we are like a living testimony to parents who prayed. Yeah. Like, our parents prayed for us. Our parents prayed for who we would marry. Mm-hmm. And I definitely believe that the hand of God was in all the things that, like, I don't know, just different things in our life that are very specific. And so
yeah.
I'm a firm believer that we already need to be praying for our baby and just who they are and speaking life over them and all the things.
Yeah, we definitely prayed, but I haven't sung over the baby.
Oh, yeah, that was another question. Because have we sung over the baby?
I'm not the singer, but you have a little bit, maybe.
A little bit. I can't wait until I find out, like, they're like the gender. Yeah. I think that'll help because then I can, like, call them by name and stuff.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, Christian.
This little baby, you're gonna be so cute.
All right, next question. Are you hoping for a boy or a girl?
I can't answer that. I'm just hoping for a healthy child.
Honestly, same. Like, we're so split in the middle. Like, we just want a healthy baby, and we honestly would be so happy with either. Like, because, there are some days. Like,
half people have told you they think it's a boy. Half the people told you they think it's a girl.
Oh, and we're had, no way
like,
we can know.
You've had, like, split even dreams on both gender.
Yeah, so, but like, the OG even, dream was a boy.
The OG
but
dream
But then
was a boy.
After how much morning sickness I had, I was trying to think you're a girl. But it's funny, like, one day we'll be like, oh my gosh, it would be so fun to have a boy. Then we're like, oh my gosh, it would be so fun to have a girl.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't pick which one's favorite. I would love the aspect of having a boy from, like, the being able to, like, coach them in sports, but I also love the idea of having a girl just to see, like...
You can coach them in sports, too.
I can coach
too.
Them in
what
sports, too. Yeah.
Girl
you were athletic. You were a little sports star.
Thank you. Are we finding out the gender?
Yes.
Soon.
Super soon.
Actually, you guys will find out the gender soon, too, because we'll definitely post about it.
Yeah.
So I cannot wait.
Yeah. We actually already have the gender. We just don't know
it. Don't know it. Oh, I'm dying. Okay, are you going to shout that I haven't found out yet?
No, because if you did find out, then that would be really...
Oh, I know. That's probably the thing that's keeping me from...
That's why I'm not surprised, because you know that I would be really mad if you found out.
No, we're so excited. We're going to have a party soon. All right, baby names.
Yes.
We do have baby names.
For both genders.
We have our girl name and our boy name, but we aren't even telling our family.
Yep.
Like, his mom was, like, begging for a first letter.
Yes, and, like, any syllable.
We wouldn't give her anything.
Vowel she can get, but we're not telling her anything.
So, with that being said, we're not going to share, but I will say both names have a lot of intention behind them. So, when we do share, we want to share more of, like, the meaning and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, is Cabo ready?
No.
Cabo's our dog. There's no way that dog ready. No. She is an attention seeker.
She's going to be thrown for a loop.
She's either going to be extremely jealous or be absolutely obsessed. We're praying for the absolutely obsessed.
But she is by no means ready.
All right, when is the baby due? Something we haven't shared yet with anybody, well, besides, like, family and friends. Yeah. So we're not going to give the exact date, but we will say the baby is due later spring. So be on the lookout. Okay, how did we tell everyone? Honestly, go watch the YouTube video.
Yeah.
That will give you everything you need to know.
But we told everyone, like, specific to their interests and specific to like...
Yeah, we made it personal for each person. Yeah. Lastly, what baby stuff have we bought yet?
Nothing, because I have not let Sadie...
Christian won't let me buy anything.
You can wait a few more weeks until we find out the gender.
I know. So, also shocking, I have not bought anything because I'm waiting to find out the gender. But some of my friends have gotten me gifts, and it has been amazing.
You can buy some gender-neutral things.
Yeah. Wow. This is a first. But two of my favorite gifts actually is from my mom and my other mom, a mother-in-law, and they both got me these pregnancy journals. And one is like a pregnancy journal that my mom got me that's like kind of the fun stuff, like, you know, how much do you weigh? What do you crave? What dreams are you having? What are you most excited about? What are you most scared about? All these questions. And the other one is a prayer journal, which is so cool. And so I've been really loving that because... Again, like we already do pray for baby Huff, and this is really sweet because this like guides you in your prayer. Like, for instance, I think week 9 was like, it said like, your baby's forming like their eyes today or this week. And so pray that like they would have eyes to see like true beauty if they're a girl, or pray that they would have eyes to resist from like lust if they're a boy. And like it like guides you in these like scriptural prayers. And then like you can write your own personal prayer. So I love that. And for any mamas out there, I highly suggest those journals, because one day we'll get to look back and see all of them.
All the entries.
But also to end this, we did get some good and bad parenting advice from you guys. And so we'll go ahead and read those. Thanks so much for sending in your good and bad advice to the Woman That's Good Instagram page. All right, here we go. Too much affection spoils a child. I don't think so.
Well, it depends. I think that if there's too much affection and not discipline, then yes.
Yeah. I think spoiling a child is like not disciplining your child and like giving them... stuff whenever they're like being bad or like not like like a lack of discipline with like over affection. Yeah.
There will be over affection, but there will not be a lack of discipline.
No, we are gonna have so much affection, but we will discipline.
We will discipline.
Oh, show. All right, remind your child of who they are, not what they are to do. Yes.
Yes, that is so good.
I love that.
Yeah.
We will always remind our child who they are. I already pray. Like, so cool. Like Jeremiah says that the Lord, before he formed us, he knew us. So like, it's so cool to think about the fact that like right now, we don't know if it's a boy or girl. We don't know anything. But we know that the Lord knows them.
Yeah.
And like the Lord right now is establishing parts of who they are. And so I just pray that we would steward who they are. And my mom always says, like, she's like, your kid is going to be who your kid is going to be. Your best job is just to steward who they are well and bring out the best qualities in them.
Yeah. So cool.
And I think that's so cool. Okay. Your child will learn to read at school. Don't worry about it at home. No.
No.
I can't wait to read to our child.
Yeah.
Actually.
A little nighttime.
This is so sweet. So Brooke Ledgerwood from Hillsong, she sent me this book, which they just wrote their first like children's book. And it's What a Beautiful Name, based off the song, What a Beautiful Name. And she didn't even know I was pregnant. And that was like the week we found out. So
she was sending it because we're an aunt and an uncle.
So that is baby's first book. What a Beautiful Name. So sweet.
That is awesome.
Okay. Leave them alone. They'll figure it out.
No.
They will not figure it out. Taken from my own self as a child. That's something I loved about my parents.
They need guidance.
They had so much guidance, and they were very upfront about like things they struggle with, to just be relatable and then speak wisdom. I love that.
Yeah. We will definitely instruct them.
Y'all, so much good advice. And thanks for sparking some great conversations for Christian and I.
Thank you for sparking them. We're about to go talk about them even more.
I hope you're excited about Baby Huff. We are clearly so excited. Thanks for just going along the journey with us. And don't forget, go watch the YouTube video to see reactions and just more of the story.
Yeah, the reactions make it so much more real.
Thank you so much for listening to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. I have so much fun doing this. I hope y'all have fun listening. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at LegitSadieRob and follow the podcast at Whoa, That's Good podcast. Head on over to liveoriginal.com to see when I'm in a city near you, or visit Live Original blog on our online store, which carries my exclusive Words by Sadie Rob line. Also, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and leave comments so we can hear what you're loving. Also want to give a special shout out to my audio engineer, Marcus DePaula, the whole team at United Talent Agency, and my Live Original team. You guys are awesome. And hey, so are all of you too. Thanks so much for listening.